Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hannah, I have Takema Parson on the line. Takeema.
Okay.
Parson. Okay,
Perfect. You can go
thank
ahead and
you.
complete the transfer. You have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Okay, hello, this is Takeema.
Yes.
Hi, Takeema. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. But before we do so, I just want to confirm some basic information with you directly. I have your first name here as Takeema, which is Takeema. Last name Parson. That's P. Arson, is that correct?
Yes.
And I have a phone number here for you already, which is at 252-268-0630. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and continue. And you are currently a resident of the US, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And as it pertains to the hair relaxer case, have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be your first time looking into getting legal representation?
It's first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you hadn't signed documents or sought legal advice from any other law firm, is that correct?
Right, have not.
Okay, got it. And were you the one that had used hair relaxers, hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and after using these hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, well, we're going to try to see if we
Okay.
are going to be able to assist you with that, okay?
All right.
Let's first start with your diagnosis date. Were you diagnosed within the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the exact month, date, and year, or to the best of your knowledge, best guess?
December 22. It was in the first week.
Okay. First week. Are you comfortable with me putting December 1st, or did you want me to put like December 7th, December
That's
5th?
fine.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put December the 1st of 2022 as your
Okay.
best guess of when you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and let me see. North Carolina, okay. Okay, and it was it primarily the state of North Carolina that you were using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, got it. 3 years. Okay. And who had diagnosed you? Do you recall the name of your doctor?
Christy Brown,
Christy.
Dr. Christy Brown.
Okay, Dr. Christy Brown. Okay. And did you see her in New Bern?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Go ahead and put her information in here. Thank you so much for that. Okay, and did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer? I see. And
Yeah,
did
I
you ever
average about eight times a year.
8 times a year? Okay, that was my very next question, so thank you for that.
Okay.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
10,578.
Okay, so I have that as October 5th of 1978. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also used hair relaxers and was affected like you, or not to your knowledge?
I know people that use relaxers, but I don't, we didn't get into,
The
that
side
type of
effects
stuff.
and
But
what they went into.
I'm
Yeah.
black. Everybody I know, yeah, everybody I know has used relaxers. That was the thing.
Okay, got it. Okay. Perfect. I'll go ahead and put that you're not aware of anyone. And if you were to estimate when it was that you had started using it, when would you estimate that to be? Do you remember the year, or do you remember how old you were when you started using them?
July 2013.
July 2013. I'll go ahead and put July 1st of 2013 as an estimate of when you started. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, got it. And when would you say that you stopped using the hair relaxer? Was it more recently, like right before your diagnosis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like December 22 when I started feeling like weird and having like issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Okay, so I have here, I have July 1st of 2013 up until December 1st of 2022. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you said that you had used it about 8 times a year, so that's roughly a little bit more than monthly. Is that right?
No, that's yeah, more than monthly, yeah.
More than monthly.
6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, got it. And I know that you used it for pretty consecutively 9 whole years. Is that right? From 13 to 22?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And primarily, yes. Did you use the hair relaxers at home like you did it yourself, or did you mostly go to a salon for the most part? Or
home,
both?
Like
home.
A combination, yeah.
But mostly at home. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. And do you remember the majority of the brand that you were using? Was it Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, and this question, it is worded a bit differently, but I do have to ask exactly how it is, and I can break it down to you after. But did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, break that down.
Yeah, so I know, it's very confusing. I do have to just ask that first. So basically, from the time that you started using it and then a whole year passed from there, did your cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 or more years after the time frame of when you started using it? So you used it for a whole year at least, and then your cancer, of course, developed.
Yeah.
Two years after. Okay, yeah. So in this case, it would make sense because if you started in 2013, a year later would be 2014.
Yeah.
And from 2014, at least 2 years would be 2016. So from the time frame of 2016 or after, were you diagnosed? So in this case, it would be yes because you were diagnosed in 2022. I know, it's so confusing, but we do have to break it down that way.
Yes, like, wait a minute.
I know. Okay, thank you so much for that. And after you were diagnosed back in 2022, what type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy, radiation? Did you have to have a hysterectomy?
Yes, I did have to have a hysterectomy. I did go through chemotherapy.
Okay.
And,
was it a full hysterectomy or a partial?
Full.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much. And did they put you on medications like antibiotics?
Yeah, well, no, oxycodone.
Oxycodone, okay, got it. And if you were to either remember the day in which your full hysterectomy was performed or the time frame of when you started your chemo, what did you want me to put for your treatment date? Just because I do have to put a date here.
February 2023. I guess February 1. Just
okay, got it. So I'll go ahead and put February the 1st of 2023. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that also done by Dr. Christy Brown that treated you, or was it a different? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. I'll go ahead and put in her information. Thank you so much for that. Okay. And I'll go ahead and, of course, put in your information for your consent forms here. For HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, perfect. And besides your first and last name, which is Takima Parson, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last name?
Just first and last name.
Okay, got it. And social?
240-59-6904.
I'll read that back to you. I have 240-596904. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I already have an email here for you, which is T-E-K-E-E-M. So basically your first name without the A and then parson@yahoo.com.
Yeah,
is that right?
No, it's wrong. It's Takima, my whole first name.
Okay.
With the A.
With the A.
At Yahoo.
Okay, so basically just first and last name, exactly how it's spelled at Yahoo. Okay, just wanted to make sure, because I did know this. I was like, wait, there's an A missing here.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and I have your phone number here already. And what's the best address for you?
108
mm-hmm.
Saddle, S-A-D-D-L-E,
mm-hmm.
Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Court.
Mm-hmm.
Kinston, K-I-N-S-T-O-N. North Carolina, 28501.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. So when I typed in court, it pulls up road. Is that okay? Or do you?
Yeah, it's
know
true. That's how it does. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted
it
to make sure.
It's still going to come in.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to make sure then, because that is what pops up on my system here. And is that a house or is there, okay, so there's no unit number or apartment numbers. Okay, perfect.
No.
I'll read that back to you. So I have 108 Saddle Ridge. I know you said court, but it pulls up as road in Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you already have medical records on your side or you don't have that yet?
I don't have it, but I'm sure
but,
I can get it.
Okay, but at Dr. Christy Brown's office, they are going to show the medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact. We are not able to give them any information about your case at all. This is purely just in case this phone number does get disconnected. We do just like having a secondary phone number. That's it. But we're not able to share any information with this third party.
Okay. So I guess my husband, my spouse.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. We can go ahead and put that.
Okay. Tad, T-A-D.
Okay.
And the phone number is 252.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 252-412-3988.
Perfect. I have that here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get this drafted for us, the consent form. It usually just takes me about a minute to do so. So in the meantime, if you're able to, you can go ahead and put me on the speaker phone because it'll be sent through both text and email right now.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just going to make sure that all the information here is accurate. Okay, so you are confirming that you are indeed Takima Parson at 108 Saddle Ridge Road, Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. Is that right?
Yes.
And you have a date of birth of October the 5th of 1978 with the social security number of 240-596904. Is that all correct?
Yes.
And you are confirming that you are looking to participate if accepted for the hair relaxer lawsuit today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. You are going to see a text message notification. Just go ahead and click on it once it pops up. And if you're not familiar with doing an electronic signature, I can go ahead and walk you through the process, okay?
I got that part. Yeah, I've done. Okay. Set my sign.
Yep, just go ahead and click where it says sign. And then you should see a continue button. If not, it'll say, like, I agree to electronic signature. Click on that and then click the continue button. And then once you go to the next page, you're going to see the start button. Then go ahead and click the yellow box with a downward facing arrow.
Okay, I think it says I'm done.
Oh, perfect. Okay, you completed it very fast. Okay, I'm just gonna make sure it's good on your side. There is gonna be a continue button, but you can actually just exit from that completely. Yeah, we don't need you to create an account or anything, so you can just exit from there. Yeah,
Okay.
automatically, this is going to be sent to your email, so you will always have a copy of this for your records. And at this point, you don't need to do
Okay.
anything. From now until the next 4 days, the law firm is going to be looking to reach out to you for an introductory phone call. It just takes about 5 minutes for them to just confirm this information with you before they start pulling your medical records. But it is very important that you do complete that introductory phone call with them, because without direct contact, they don't have your full permission to pull records, so they can't move forward on your case. So just make sure that when they call you
Okay.
and they introduce themselves at the law firm that is representing you, you just go ahead and let them know, okay, you're all set to go. So it's just very important that you do get that phone call completed, okay?
Okay. All
And in a
right.
moment here, I am going to be texting you with my direct number. So in case I don't hear from you, or like if I don't hear from them that they heard back from you, I'll go ahead and contact you at
Okay.
maybe about a week or so, just in case it gets that far, just to see where you're at or if you had any questions. And in the future, if you were looking for updates on your case, just feel free to give me a text or give me a call and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
And I think that's basically it for today. I do appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope you have a great rest of your
Thank
day,
you.
okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
All right.
bye-bye now.